boy. Got itchy legs.
Ah! Not that itchy.
They're fine.
Being dramatic. I gotta rein it in. Crying wolf on this leg-ish thing.
Yeah, what you've got right here is a 14-second intermission between a 14-minute supersized LCD sound system set. The new track, Call the Police, out digitally as of this morning. All right, intermission's over. New LCD sound system.
Not sure how I feel about this new LCD sound system stuff. This track's all right. The other one, I don't much. Don't much care for. I'm getting 1,000 text messages. I'm not sure. Oh God.
It's the great Missio, Coast Modern, and the 888 tonight in Houston, Texas.
And she's actually, you know, I've been kicking myself ever since the radio broadcast of the American and the press conference after the radio broadcast of the American.
Because I realized I'm terrible at this.
Running in the championship round of the American with Sherry Servey, riding a horse that is by De Niro, her stallion. I mean, there's just a lot of fun things that we could have done there if I'd have been paying attention.
That's right. Yeah.
But I was too high.
Yeah, that was really cool.
I was all fucked up.
Sherry
can't do it.
At the American after she watched our run.
Completely trashed.
I always admired De Niro and admired her, so it was extra special.
So what, you graduate from Texas A&M, I take it, and about a way, the reason I know this is she's wearing a shirt that has the words Texas A&M and plays it on it. But after graduation, what then?
I am going to be able to rodeo this summer. I'm really glad to kind of have my schedule freed up and not have to come back for school in August. So we're going to just kind of take it rodeo by rodeo and see how it goes. I've got sister and an older gelding, and we'll just see how they do this summer.
And your degree will be in?
Ag economics, finance, and real estate.
And that means that you go where, or do you know yet? Have you looked into jobs, or have you just thought about rodeoing?
Really just thought about rodeoing, and my ultimate goal is to be a maturity horse trainer. That's been a lifelong goal for me. Three is awesome, and I've learned so much. It's somewhat of a backup, but it also helps me in planning my own business.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's where all of that knowledge will come into me.
And the question that you've been asked 6,000 times is, gee, that $433,000 probably helped a little bit and all that, huh?
It did. My dad helped me buy some cattle with that for, you know, tax reasons.
Yeah.
But that definitely helped us some this summer, gave us a little...
You know, you're one of the few college kids in the country who's got to have a tax shelter. You know that, don't you?
It's true. I didn't have to worry too much about student loans after that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I just... To be in that position coming out of college, it's got to be just the greatest feeling in the world. And to have nice horses.
Not like me. I had to kill a guy to pay off my debts.
I don't know that I've seen your other horse run. I saw Sister last year. Where did I see you? Bennington, Kansas, the rodeo I know. And obviously watched you at the American. I don't know that I've seen the other horse, but Sister's gorgeous.
I-42 Detroit into Oakland. Home feed Sirius 93, XM 180, Internet 859, and we feed on the net at 849. At 9:50, it's the LA Dodgers on the road against San Diego. The away feed Sirius 219, XM 185, Internet 853, home feed.
Can't be mine. music. New music.
On Hip Hop Nation. Hip Hop hits very. Perform like this without you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate. They're off your fucking head. This that puts the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, like Wimbledon, I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound that engine in is like a bird. Fireworks, they call the tire skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, you want more quality switches inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Back home that exists, burn on side of jellyfish, I cage. See, my pedigree most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit, I've been through, probably offend you, this is Barna's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burgers.
I am probably gonna need to get gas on my way home. Just get it up here.
This is my heritage. I'm inheriting money and power, the maker of marriages. Tell me something. You motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. DNA not for imitation, but DNA is abomination. This how it is when you in the matrix, not the footage. Reaping what you're sowing, stacking up the footage. Living on the go and sleeping in the filler. Sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building. Diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors. Beaches out the window, peeking out the window. Baby in the pool, God from the clothes. Only Lord knows, I've been going hammer. Dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras. Eating $4, rock, wearing sandals. Yoga on the money, stretching to the planet. Watching all the snakes, curving all the fakes. Phone never on, I don't care a snake. Compromise, I should integrate sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Kid is on the way, motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to put it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the light escape. Tell me when this stress is gonna be my fate. Gonna be your fate, gonna be your fate. Peace to the world, let it roll. Sex, money, murder, DNA.
You are nation.
I am nation.
Join our music meeting.
Log on to SiriusXM.com/HipHopNation and make your voice count.
Not get gas here. I'm gonna have to remember to get gas at the other station that I like to get gas at. In about 20 miles or so. 15 miles, I don't know what it's.
What a red one. That's my favorite thought.
I can't fuck this up. That'd be bad.
Kiss your man after you saw it on my boo. She called my phone, I told her I was at.
Ah, I'm just gonna get gas here, fuck it.
Pull up on me, shawty, you know what to do. Told the bitch you motherfucking right. 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 I bought some gold chains with my truck money. And bored on the stage, just a stunt on them. That's how we do it on the south side. Swing by AK, use it all fives. Kiss birds on six on track.
tell the sicko. Shit, by the time you get it, I'll be cool, nigga. Yeah, I've been a player since the boom, nigga. OG Kush is my perfume, nigga. Ice on my wrist, I got my mind right. Riding down the street with the Klondikes. Two black holes, white ones in the middle. I'm getting to the edge with two lines in the middle. Got a bank roll, got a
in the book. Shout out to everybody who tuned in, everybody who rocked out with the kid. I'm enjoying my time out here in Miami. If you out here, hit me up at Zoray on Twitter, at Zoray on the gram. I thought I was getting away from it all, but I see all my homies is out here, so I'm gonna definitely catch up with some of them. And I want to catch up with y'all as well. This your tour guide, Zoray. Keep it right here, man, because you know that live from headquarters is up next. Hip Hop Nation holding you down all night long. Peace and love.
Know what it be.
289 for premium, huh? It's premium is
349. Niggas pocket watching, so I gotta keep the rocket out. Neck water, faucet water, market birds, market. Pint stocking, neck keep biting, neck wrist on hockey, wrist on rocky. Lot of niggas copy, huh? Man, so one can stop me, no one. Bitches call me Poppy, bitch. Sachi, that's my hobby. Side, just got it on a mallet, pocket rocket from a wallet. One off in the chamber, ain't no need for me to pack it. Niggas get the dropping, when that Draco get the popping. All I want is cottage, roll up, cigar full of broccoli. Cookie, no check, one off cash, nigga. I don't do deposits. Bitches, call the
oh, no.
Nigga. Bitches from the tropics. I'ma get that bag, nigga. Ain't no doubt about it, yeah. I'ma feed my family, nigga. Ain't no way around it.
That guy's doing the, fuck. This fucking sucks. Fucking ass. Zillion fucking people just fucking ass in. Go over here, I guess. Alright, I'm gonna go get gas. Wish me luck. I guess I'm not getting gas. Here. All these pumps just say, pump stop, please wait. But all these pumps over here that are not near the car wash. Appear to be functional. I just need to try to fucking get up to one because there's a fucking trillion people. Can I do this? This is fucking shifty, but we're gonna try it. Okay, yeah, did it. Okay. Got me a bottle of water. Solid. Cold.
Yeah. Welcome to the Live from Headquarters show every Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern time. Right here on SiriusXM Satellite Radio. Hip Hop Nation Channel 44. And Hip Hop Nation is... The station. I am your host, DJ Premier, and I have the co-host with the co-most to the left of me from the NYGs. I'm wearing his shirt and his hat.
Yeah.
He goes by Panchi.
Yo.
Shout to Shopino, shout to Ray Roulette, shout to...
For the people in radio land, he's not actually wearing a shirt and hat of mine. He's wearing a shirt and a hat
of his
that has the NYG logo.
That's mine. Clear up. And this coming week, we will have the official hats on sale on premierewasheer.com. We're going to rework the way you find it, right? Like right now, if you go to premierewasheer.com, we are a blog as well. So we also, you know, you have different tabs, you have the shop. And then you also have the X label, which is Guru's Nephew's Guru line. And it's all official products of all Guru stuff. Shout out to Justin. Also, what I saw on my mind today is the 20th.
Describe a website on the radio.
Daily Operation coming out. Rest in peace to Guru. Y'all know what it is. Gangstar for life. For life. You know what I mean?
Real quick. When you go to premierewasheer.com, you're looking for NYG's merch. You go to search, right?
Yeah, we go to shop. Yeah.
Then you go to shop. Then you go to DJ Premier.
Right. Yeah, so right now, but I'm going to have them separated and just put it under a year-round joint. So all premier stuff will be in the year-round gangster. I'll be with gangster. Separate. Right now, you are under the premier stuff. Just scroll through, you'll see it. Scroll. You so scroll. Get your scroll on. Well, we got a KC here, better known as Creepy Clown. The clown that creeps.
And I'm wearing Fenty's drawers.
What?
Literally.
You wearing his drawers?
I'm wearing his drawers.
Why? Yours are still drying?
Yeah, a little tight, but I'll get through.
Damn, even saying your shit's nice and snuggy. Look at Emilio walking by.
That was young Jay.
Looking like Jay Leno. Emilio. And we got my man from Harlem World, Just think, he's so proud to be from Harlem. He goes by the name of Torch. Billionaire Toph.
What's good? I mean, you know him, son.
he talk like a Harlem nigga, right?
He go over there looking like somebody
father. Yeah, that came Pampa. What up, Pampa?
What's good?
Pampa Toph.
Pampa.
Hey, at least he think big. You know, his Instagram is billionaire.
I think big.
Yeah. What made you change the name? What you had to hide from some people?
Yeah, you know. I've done a few people, man.
I done gave it away now. I done dropped snitch, so billionaire Toph is here.
Yes, sir, yeah.
Word, but yeah, it's another episode of the Live from Headquarters show. I heard we having guests from, according to Creepy Clown, running the show now.
I'm saying.
Go.
It's going to be a great thing when they get here.
Okay. No, that's if they come here. We don't announce nobody till they show up. You don't want to talk about, yo, you know they coming. I'm like, they are? And they legends, too. That's the crazy thing. And you know more than me.
Why are you trying to give me the goofy voice, though? Like,
he said, damn.
I mean, this look like
this motherfucking popping shit today, yo. First, he got your drawers on.
I agree.
On.
He is popping shit.
Tell me how to tone my voice. Or like you say, maintain low tones. Oh, I got to shout out Questlove of the Legendary Roots Crew for giving peace. We're on a chat together, which I mentioned weeks ago. And I have a Serato piece that we did. NYG's is on it. Rage is on it. And it's a DJ Premier vinyl and double vinyl, which I have still. I still have a bunch of them in storage. But Questlove just did a 45 box set with him doing different drum breaks on his drums. And he, you know, one of them said they had crazy names like chicken pox, honey, cornbread, and, you know, crackling mashed potatoes and stuff like that. And he gave me a double box. So I posted on Instagram earlier today, yeah, but it's called Sufro, because he got a big afro, is that a Sufro? Sufro breaks. Yeah, so thank you. Because everybody. We want to chat today, and everybody's putting the chat up. Talking about, yo, I got mine. I'm like, damn, what about me? Come home, and I see a FedEx box at the tilt. And I'm like, oh, shit, what? Mail don't come to my house, you know that. So I gave his assistant the proper address. Walked up and opened it, and it was in there.
Oh, I thought they got your address from child support.
I pays my support for my child.
Them twin girls.
I pays.
But I'm talking about them twin girls you keep on the down low.
Oh, you talking about Kelly? Oh, you talking about Melly and Kelly?
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Melly and Kelly, whoever you are.
I think Mel and Kels.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you had to say Kels. With little girls. Come on now. Come on now. Okay, Shell and Trail.
Okay, cool.
Latrice and Badis. Badis.
Badis smelling like Badus.
Badus. All straight Badus. Yeah, but it's good to always be here.
What?
We do. Oh, hold on. Yeah, you're right, man. I'm just getting the record queued up.
I see.
Show you right, Ray. You ever seen South Strength Run? You haven't seen it, go see it. Good movie. All right. And the phone lines are up and it's posted on the screen. Am I correct? Yeah, Torch?
Show is.
Get to him anyway.
The phone number is 877. Hip-hop. Come on, Keith. Let's get it louder. The phone number is 877-6-HIP-HOP or
877-604-4746.
Yeah, it's another Friday night for all y'all that's listening to us. Shout out to all the subscribers that subscribe to Sirius XM Sound
Radio.
Shout
out to Ray the Fireman.
All right. Oh, shout out to Ray Ty, the Fireman.
Ray Ty.
Yeah, you got to tell me some things off record and all that. But yeah, shout out to Ray.
First Chinese Fireman.
And he does boilers and hot water. He changed mine for me. My shit was bugging out today, and he fixed it over the phone. So shout out to Ray, man. That's
he paid the bill for you?
That's over the only way to fix it over the phone. Nah, we had a thermostat issue. It was doing some crazy noise. Where I was like, man, do I need to evacuate? And the crazy thing was, we were talking about situations like that on the phone this morning, which me, you, and them at FaceTime. So I'm like, man, should I get out of here? and he said, hey, you know what, turn the basement one down and see if it stops going. It was going, he goes, turn the boiler off, turn it off, and it still kept going. Electrical shit. And I was like, man, and first thing I'm thinking about is, damn, man, I got to get all my belongings out of here, because I got belongings. And he said, turn it down below 70 and see what happens. He said, stop. So he said, yo, I'll come fix that tomorrow. So shout out to Ray. Shout out to Ray. All right. So you're right, Ray.
You was endangering a lot of lives because you live in the YMCA.
I did.
So the dude was going to sleep next to you.
Young man. Young man. So anyway, we're going to get into a whole bunch of...
Look at Torch acting like he bet on the game. Turn around, motherfucker. Oh,
speaking of the game, bro, Boston and the Wizards, it's a brawl with them motherfuckers. Motherfuckers getting rejected, suspended.
Uh-huh.
The Academy. Way better luck since you. And it was true love with you. To myself, I'm gonna fall in love with you. Rolling on the E-way speeding. Friday, the start of the weekend. Exhaust texting, you responding. We gon' go crazy with the smile. We do high yoga, 92 degrees. Can you get it out straight around for me? I got somewhere to be, but it's hard to leave. When you do it like you mean, a little fussy. And she looked me in my eyes, told me fuck the pussy, nigga, damn right. Cause I'm riding in the bath for you, baby, got me feeling in the crowd.
Another flurry of texts.
Exactly what you like, baby. In the sun, we can take back in the night, baby.
Like, it's interesting, like, my car will read text messages to me if I want. Not gonna do that right now.
Song whatsoever, but Eddie and engineer Don Landy wanted it on. Now, legend has it that Dave wrote this fire famous Calvin Klein ads where a woman was wearing men's underwear, and supposedly he wrote the lyrics to the song while all the while staring at the ad that he had scotch taped to his television set. At number 23, here's Van Halen and I'll Wait.
Statesman around here, the beautiful, the effervescent Beck Hansen, Josiah, right now. Friday evening, happy Cinco de Mayo to you. A friend of mine was saying the other day, I don't think listens to Sirius XMU that much, but she was saying that she loves Tame Impala, she loves the psychedelic elements of Tame Impala in particular. I recommended to her Unknown Mortal Orchestra as possible next step if she appreciates the psychedelic nature of all that. I hope you agree that's a worthwhile recommendation. If any others, find me, as you see on your screen there, at DJ_Josiah. I will be sure to pass it along. I'll play Unknown Mortal Orchestra just a few minutes right after this from Middle Kids.
That far back on a bull's back, they're not supposed to be able to stay on. And Joe.
At 6:45 in MLB baseball, San Fran into Cincy, home feed Sirius 215, XM 186, internet 846, away feed on the net at 863. At 6:55, it's Miami into New York to meet the Mets.
She got it everything.
Elite Beat Agents, huh? Mm. I forgot it was in that. Yeah. I just think of Rock and Roll Racing. Guitar Hero game early on, or was this in Guitar Freaks? I feel like maybe there was like a fucking awful cover of this in one of those games, like early Guitar Hero, pre-band Guitar Hero, if not Guitar Freaks, like third mix or second mix or something. It all runs together.
Well, I promised you the information about the Classic West
yes,
and Classic East. This would really be something, and it will be something for whoever wins our sweepstakes prize, Classic West with the Eagles, Steely Dan, and Doobie Brothers. Saturday, July 15th, Fleetwood Mac Journey and Earth, Wind & Fire, Sunday, July 16th. That's at Dodger Stadium in L.A., and one grand prize winner and three guests get the round-trip airfare to L.A., hotel accommodations, four front-row tickets, access to a pre-show hospitality tent, and a photo op with the performers. The Classic East has the same legendary artists.
Even more successful. And we can continue our careers or education while training close to home and serving our country. Part.
I'm trying to live.
I've had some PK moments at D&D.
Oh, yes, you have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have some more, too.
Dice cutting. But, you know, real quick, me and Greg, and we've had some journeys of all journeys when I lived in the Bronx and when I lived in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
On the train.
Yeah.
Guns.
Another thing people don't know about Greg Nice.
Hmm.
Something crazy they don't know about Greg Nice.
Put me on.
He was Tupac's liaison to the East Coast before he passed away.
Absolutely.
Greg was helping them build that bridge back.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because you were about to sign to his label One Nation.
Yeah. Right. Salute that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I remember you called me and told me to come out there.
That's right. If Greg didn't, I'm not going to tell the whole story, but if Greg didn't have to handle some important business in New York, he would have been in Vegas that night with Pac.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, give thanks.
I only know all that because I'm a Gemini.
Right.
And you're a Gemini. What's your sign, PK?
I'm a Leo, baby. I'm
an Aries, so we fire signs.
All kings is born in August. But listen, you talking that Tupac trivia. Let's talk about that. I get around. And, you know.
Step up. You know what? When they came out with that, they put a shout out to Gangstar saying, they put to Gangstar, thanks for not suing us. Uh-huh. As a shout out.
Uh-huh.
You know, because people start to, you know, step to people for samples. Uh-huh. I've never stepped nobody for hip hop.
Was your shit?
Yeah, for Step Up. I get it around. Step
Let me give you a choice.
From Step in the Arena. That's my cut.
Oh, that's
they looped that. They looped to Shock G. Looped. Shout to Shock G. I just spoke to him today.
He was telling me he loved it so much. Tupac told me he loved it so much. He was like, yo, man, that's my top five record. He brought Shock G over. And he was like, Shock was like, yo. I said, come on, man. Don't tell me that. He said, yo, I'm telling you, Pac loved that Step Up Front, man. He crazy. Yo, I'm telling you that I heard the I Get Around. And I was like, wow. And then you told me how you did it on the Arena. And then boom, he used it from there. So,
and you know crazy? Because, you know, congratulations to Tupac being inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, rest in peace to Finis Shakur's mother.
Yes.
Very, 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 very legendary woman. And thank her for giving me a record before she passed away. Shout to Noble and the whole Outlaws. They connected me with Finis. She gave me a Tupac record that she said, do whatever you want with it. She gave me the acapella vocals. It's called Thug for Life. I haven't done nothing with it yet, but one day it's going to come out.
That's heavy.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I heard that movie.
Yeah, it's on the 16th of June, so I'm looking forward to that. And the crazy thing is, one of my fondest memories, besides being on the road with Pac and hanging out with him in 1990 in the Bay Area when I met Money B and DJ Fuse and stayed at their house and all of that, with crazy, crazy, wild girls running around, and Tupac told me, because he was a tour manager too, with Digital Underground, and he goes, yo, got signed to some label that they ain't known yet. They call it a little itty bitty label called Interscope. We're like, Interscope. He said, yeah, don't worry. He said, but I'm going to do my best to blow that label up. Now look how big Interscope is, you know, because of him and Death Row and so many other artists. And then the New York Times, I remember you would call me all the time and go, yo, Pac here. I'll be like, on my way. Come over with the MPV.
Mm.
We smoke and smoke and smoke and smoke. Then Showbiz will call me and go, yo, Pac's coming over. He's with Greg. Now I'm on my way. Then you call me the next day. Yo, Pac's here. Coming over again. Like, and that's all it was. Pac's here.
Oh, you see him and Guru in some lady house at her house party.
Yeah, or Two Eyes. Remember Two Eyes?
With a plate in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tupac got a 40 clutched under his arm. And Guru got a drink holding it between his knees. And one sitting next to him.
Eating
a plate in the house party.
And you know so crazy? Remember you said a lot of people wish that they had some type of interaction with Pac so they make up a story? We ain't have to do that.
Yeah.
It was really, really lived. You know what I'm saying? And we can vouch for ourselves. And we really was with
you sent me about Pac and all that?
Yeah.
But it's like, Pac is not that legendary, James Dean type of dude to you. Don't knock it because he is to me.
Right. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Let me enjoy him the way I want to enjoy him.
Right. Because he's gone through so many spans of his career. Just thank goodness we caught every span. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to beat it in the head, but I got to say this, though. I was on the stage that night. They did the Where's Brooklyn at?
Oh, you know? Word. Yeah. With Kane?
I performed before they got on. I passed Pac the mic. And it's so funny because we was backstage and he was telling me, he was talking to me, and he said, yo, man, you want to smoke? I said, nah, I said, I'm really a drinker, man. I smoke. He opened the Newport box, and it was nothing but pre-rolled blunts in the whole track. I said, I don't do cigarettes, man. He said, nah, you're... I'm like, yo, you crazy, baby. Yeah, man. I passed him the microphone, that mic on stage, because Kane brought me on and it off at the tour. And I got on and I rocked, and I passed back the mic, and C dropped the beat, and it went on, and it went from there.
I was telling him, man, Mr. C is one of the most on DJs ever. Like, he gets it, he drives, and plus, he plays like a band with Kane, because Kane wants everything at the drop of a dime on.
Well, you know, Kane put me and Jay-Z on. You know, we used to come out in the middle of the show all the time. Mm. You know, it was me first.
I remember the California Club, I came for the party, and you and Jay-Z vibe.
Yeah, it was me. And Kane used to make us go at it all the time. You know what I'm saying? Be like, yo, man, yo, I don't know who want to go first, who want to go last. He said, well, whatever the crowd say, then we'll decide the next night, you know?
Yeah.
So we'd be on the bus going at it, me and Jay, all day, all right, man. Yeah. Big shout to Jay-Z.
Man. Yeah, man, those are good old days.
Good days.
Yeah, man, good those days. Good old days. The California. There were so many hip-hop clubs that you had to just know. It wasn't advertised or nothing like that. You just had to know. It's almost like how this music that we do now, even with great minds, you got to know where to find it.
That's right.
And that's why you're here, because dude, we keep up. Right. We keep up. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, you know, I was talking to Show.
Somebody's having a fucking party. Holy shit, all these fucking cars around here. What the fuck? There's like fucking 40 people out in the fuck. Jesus, what the fucking fuck? There's like 40 people out here playing basketball and football at the same time. It's the middle of the street. All right, I'm home. Everybody have a good weekend. And I'll talk at you later.